What have you always wondered about Sydney and the people who call it home? 2SER is Seeking Sydney. Head over to 2SER.com and ask the questions you want our team to investigate. While you're there, why not vote for whichever question you'd like answered? 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Yeah, 2SER FM 107.3. Jeff Kainer with you here at the Crossroads on a Saturday night. A beautiful Saturday night it is too. Last days of summertime hanging on. Tomorrow's going to be a stinker. Who cares? It's not raining and it's not cold. And it's a perfect day for me. And a beautiful evening too. So make the most of it. Showers once again coming in through the week. And the temperature's dropping. Well, tonight, blues all the way. We had a couple of weeks ago, all Australian blues, all American tonight, right through till midnight. Kicked off with East Coast harmonica player Sugar Ray Norcia and his version of the old jazz standard And the Angels Sing. I think Ella Fitzgerald probably put that one on the map back in the late 40s, early 50s. And there was Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones version of that classic, Sugar Ray, of course, on harmonica. And as we go till midnight tonight, blues all the way, here's Omar and the Howlers. Shout!
2SER.
While the moon is shining bright,
Trio from the Sound of Texas there, three in a row. And Kim Wilson, ex-Fabulous Thunderbirds lead singer. And his album called That's Life on Ian Tone's label. And Junior Parker's old classic, Pretty Baby. Of course, a Fabulous Thunderbirds live classic when they used to tour. One of their favourites in their repertoire. Also from Texas, Kerry Lay and her band, The Blue Devils. Her album was called No Beginner, also around Austin, and the Amazing label put that one out, and her version of Etta James' classic from the South. Of course, Tell Mama, written by Clarence Carter, one of the great singers and songwriters from Southern Soul. And Omar and the Howlers, their Monkeyland album, which came out in 1990. Gosh, can't believe it's so long ago. But there we were, Omar and the Howlers, and Loudmouth Woman, written by Omar, whose real name is Omar Kent Dykes. And, of course, teaming up with Jimmy Vaughan, of course, a few years back to do the great tribute to Jimmy Reed, which was a great album of Jimmy Reed classics. And he did an album after that too, of some of his own favourites from the Chicago blues scene as well. Omar Kent Dykes, 2SER FM 107.3. I must apologise for last week too, folks. If you tuned in, wasn't there a technical glitch, supposed to be pre-recorded, but well, I mean, I thought the computer was going to do the right thing, but obviously the computer decided not to put it on. So we apparently had a bit of silence for 2 hours. So meditation time, I guess. So, yeah, don't know what happened there. But anyway, back live tonight and all the way till midnight playing the blues. Three from Texas then. Let's go to New York with the great and late, sadly, Sharon Jones, the girl that put Honest to Goodness Soul back into the charts even a few years back. Her album called Soul Time from 2011. And a tune.